Hello, everybody. You're probably listening to this and like wondering, wow, it's been a minute since we heard from you. It has been a while. A lot has happened since the last time I have recorded. And I'm here. I'm existing. It's not really much, but it's something. You know what I mean? And I just wanted to give an update, just to tell you guys how I've been doing and stuff like that, because I feel like that's needed. I told myself I was gonna be consistent with podcasting, and then next thing you know, a whole bunch of shit happened. I'm not really gonna say what it is, but if you do follow me on Instagram, on my private account, you know. And you should also be very, very, very happy that you know, because you're officially my close circle. A lot has happened to me personally, and I'm in a great position now, but it's made me realize and made me contemplate a lot of things in my life, such as finally making the decision to leave Florida. I've been wanting to leave Florida ever since I was probably 14 years old, and I have been talking to my parents about apartments and where in the area that I'm in, but to be honest, I probably won't live here for very long. I don't like where I'm at. I don't like the political issues that come along with it, and you know, just everything that the laws that have been passed recently. It's not my cup of tea. I'd rather go to an area where I'm more comfortable, not only with my sexuality and my identity. I don't know why everyone's yelling. It makes no sense as to why you're yelling. Oh my god. I'm not gonna edit this because this is the reality that I'm living in. I'm not gonna edit this out. If you hear it, you hear it. And if you don't, you're lucky. Anyways, yeah. So I've been just dealing with that thought that I probably shouldn't be in Florida anymore. It'd be good for me, to be honest. It'll allow me to actually be in a new area and allow myself to explore and allow myself to be in a new environment and for me to actually start over. I'm tired of living here, to be honest. I know most people are like, oh, I want to stay in my hometown, and that's just not me. I want to find a new place and start over, fresh slate, all that jazz. And I mean really fresh. Like, I'm gonna go into my desired state even in a new hairstyle. Like, I'm just gonna, everything's gonna be new. Everything's gonna be a fresh, clean slate for me. And I really want that. So over the next couple of months, I will be focusing on that living arrangement, as well as what I want to do in terms of freelancing. Though I am currently freelance writing, I'm also dealing with a lot of decisions as to whether or not I should do other freelance ideas. As much as I do love to podcast, this podcast is not really making as much money as I would want it to make. It's more of a 'cause I feel like it kind of thing. But there will be some new ideas, and you won't be able to see the ideas in probably till like a month from now. And by the time that will be happening, it will be planned out to the point where I cannot escape it, and I would have to do it every single day. So with that being said, I am looking and seeking for new other freelance ideas. And yeah, I am going back into writing. I've slowly gotten into poetry again. All right. Okay. And in terms of doing Tin Can, I've just been recording slow and reverb songs. I haven't really been posting as consistently as I want to. But I do want to post a little bit on Tinkan again, especially after the update. I want to at least have a small space where I could just speak my thoughts and tell you guys what's going on with me. And it'll be easier. It'll be better for me. I'll actually be able to enjoy it. Even if I don't have an audience, I will still be able to express and do what I love. You know what I mean? And Tin Can's not really one of those places where I really desire to have a huge audience anymore. Is it part of the reason because I may have some issues with some people on Tin Can? Honestly, I don't have issues. If I really could, I would apologize to everyone. Not everyone, just the people that that I had some disagreements with when I was on Tin Can. But it probably won't change anything. And to be honest, I don't want it to change anything. I'd rather be away from those people, and I'd rather those people be away from me. Mainly because I found my peace and I've learned and grown from that experience. And I would rather just do that alone I don't know. Usually when I take time away from someone and then I learn and I grow and I'm back with that person, I really regret doing that. And I've had that experience with my ex-boyfriend. And I went back with him and I'm thinking, oh, this is gonna go well. And I probably like within the first week, I'm just like, damn, I should have never done this. And it's really not something I want to put myself in. It's not really a situation I want to put myself in, so. But when I had my podcast or my Tin Can account originally, I had around 500 followers. Now I have like 39. And again, it's not a lot of people, right? But it's something. I mean, I have followers, which I'm blessed to have. You know what I mean? And if I really wanted to, I would have probably attempted to do, try to probably get more listeners again, but I'm not really in the mood for that because that just takes a lot of effort, and to be honest, I'm not really in the mood to do that. Plus, I had this goal and vision to be one of basically people that announce updates on Tin Can. I wanted to be at that level, but things change in time, you know what I mean? So I'm just not really into that anymore, but it was good to dream. Now what I'm just focusing on is getting, I'm basically trying to emotionally grab my dick and balls and just work two jobs for a while. Now that sounds insane, and I know most people are going to be like, okay, you're going to overwork yourself, and then you're going to burn out, and then you're going to get depressed. I know how it is, and honestly, I wish I didn't have to do this, but I think working two jobs would be better than me working one, especially in this economy. working one job is not really going to do much for me, especially with the financial goal that I want to reach within the next couple of months. So I will probably be having to work two jobs, as well as focus on my freelancing and posting on this podcast. I do want to make it a routine. I don't care if I'm not making a lot of money on this podcast, because, you know, I've been telling people, oh, please subscribe for $2.99, but then again, like, do you really want to put in $3 for something that towards a podcast where the host, you know, sporadically posts and doesn't really give an interesting conversation that you would want to listen to? No, I get it. You know what I mean? And I'm working on Vocal, which is kind of like pretty much the same kind of subscription. It's $2.99 a month, and I'm trying my best to post as much as I can with that. And if you can, please go ahead and click on the description and please follow me. If you can't, you know, put in your $3 a month on my Vocal account, at least please subscribe if you want to, give a $1 tip. That would really do so much for me, and it will legit put money in my pocket. But yeah, I am focusing on freelance writing right now, and I'm just focusing on getting shit done. So I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are okay. I hope you guys are healthy. I know with all this COVID-19 stuff still going on, and despite political views, I don't care what your political views are, please wash your hands. Please wear a mask if you can. No one ever said mask is going to prevent it. People did say mask is going to reduce the effects, or reduce at least what is that, a lizard? That does not look like a lizard. That looks like a tiny, a weird squirrel. Is that really a lizard? That does not look like a lizard. Anyways, yeah, I hope you guys have an amazing day. Please take care of yourself, and I will talk to you next week. Bye for now.